Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure as always. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to check out our blog and the thousands of other resources that are there. No barrier to entry. Well, actually, you have to have a computer and be able to get online. Other than that, no barrier to entry. No firewall. No, you don't have to give us your email to come there and use the features that we have. Everything. That was one of the fundamental principles when we started this show and our website and all the things that we do almost 9 years ago, was that there would be no barrier to entry, that you could get there. If you could turn on the radio, if you could crank up a computer, other than that, you know, there was no barrier to entry. Everything was free. We wanted it to be that way. And it always has been, and as long as I can make it that way, as long as I'm alive and I can, it'll always be that way. Lisa Goez is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Lisa is vice president of political at the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. She's our good friend. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. And as everybody knows, I think, unless there was one person who just woke up from a 12-year coma, may not know this, but it's today is election day in America, midterm elections 2006, right?
That's right. That's right. I think for those of us in this business, there's a little bit of relief that today is the day.
All my friends who are like you, who are, you know, up to their hair follicles in the election. As I've talked to them over the last couple of weeks, every one of them, and these are people who make their living in politics.
Sure.
I mean, this is their mother. These kinds of elections are their mother's milk, you know. And
right.
But they're all saying, "I'm so sick of this. I wish it was over."
I can relate to that feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and the bad news is that tomorrow, with a vengeance, 2008 campaign starts.
That's exactly right.
I mean, there'll be stuff on the airwaves. There'll be people out there. There'll be 1,000 interviews in the next 48 hours on 2008, won't there?
You are so right. I don't think we're even going to get a day's worth of a break here.
Not even one, I think. I think you're right.
I doubt it. I think it's already started in earnest.
Probably so. So, but no national candidates are on the ballot this year. Well, not in reality. Maybe
right.
De facto, President Bush is on the ballot. At least that's what the Democrats have been trying to do. They've been trying to make him the issue, and apparently. Him and his foreign policy primarily. Apparently, Lisa, they've done a pretty good job.
They really have. I tell you, they must think that that's their ace in the hole, because you see him, I think, on probably 80% of the ads across the country linking the Republican candidate to the president and to the war.
You know, I don't have a problem with... Well, first, when you talk about these kinds of things, Lisa... Mm-hmm. I think you have to do two things. You have to say first two things. Politics ain't beanbag, as someone else once said.
Right.
And as someone else once said, politics is a blood sport.
Yeah.
So I believe that. And so you have to couch everything behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But so having said that, I don't have a problem with the Democrats taking a intellectually honest position about the foreign policy. There are plenty of things there to quibble about and to
sure.
and to take issue about.
Sure.
What I have a real problem with them about is when they try to make it sound like there's something wrong with the economy and it's the Republicans' fault. And I would
Absolutely.
Feel the same way if it were the shoe were on the other foot.
Absolutely.
If it were Democrats, I'd be saying the same thing. Their economy is excellent.
It is. We have the lowest unemployment rate since I can remember. It's
brand new 4.4%.
Yes.
Unemployment.
Yep.
That's full employment.
That's full employment, yet you don't hear any talk about that. You hear talk about how bad the economy is, and it seems to resonate somehow.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand why that is. People who say that, you know, that things are hard on them, you know, what my question to them is, and I'm not talking about the folks. There are folks out there who are unemployed and who don't want to be. But only because what it is that they do, no one needs that right now.
That's right.
They've got to get retooled. And my heart goes out to those folks. I've been that way one other time in my life, a long time ago. Not exactly like that, but I have been unemployed. I know what that's like. It's not it's not a good thing. Listen, stand by. We're going to take a quick break.
Sure.
We're going to find out what all this election stuff means to my and your small business with Lisa Goez with the NFIB. The rest of this half hour, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Steely Dan for you there. Thanks for joining us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lisa Goez is our guest. She's Vice President of Political at NFIB, and that's NFIB.com, right, Lisa?
That's right.
You know, Lisa, you and I have at least one thing in common.
What's that?
Professionally, we're members of the Small Business Party.
That's exactly right.
And we're neither Republican nor Democrat. We're members of the Small Business Party.
That's exactly
right. And so when I talk about political issues, and when I talk about Republicans, or when I talk about Democrats being, you know, negatively or positively, and I do both times, I do both of them. I'm an equal opportunity disser when it comes to the parties. But I am true to my constituents, to my customers, to my heroes, and that's small business owners. And when I see any one party doing something or pledging to do something, promising to do something that would hurt small business owners, that's when my antenna run up and the hair comes up on the back of my neck and I get up on my hind legs and I tell people how I feel about that. And one of the things that's just, in my opinion, the Democrats are in my face about is increasing minimum wage.
Absolutely.
I mean, Pelosi, Schumer, Clinton, Emmanuel, you name it, all the top leaders of the Democrat Party are saying the first order of business, and I mean the first order of business, when they get control of any or both of the houses of Congress, is they're going to try to raise a minimum wage.
I believe it.
Chuck Schumer Sunday said, America wants to raise the minimum wage. Well, you know what? America doesn't want.
I don't think Chuck Schumer was checking with small business when he made that statement.
No. What's the number? 2% of Americans are impacted directly by minimum wage.
I believe you're right, Jim.
Something like that.
Yep, very small amount.
And when you take the number of single family wage earners.
Yep.
The leading wage earner. What's the term I'm trying to think of? Those people. That's an even smaller percentage.
It is a very, very small percentage. But you're right. I think we see minimum wage on the agenda. I think we see either tax increases or a rollback of the tax cuts that you saw President Bush implement.
The things that have given rise to the economy that we have.
Exactly. I think all that is going to be rolled back, in at least from what a lot of the Democrat leaders have said that they're looking at for their agenda if they take over control.
Well, what I think the minimum wage is a big deal about is because of the Democrats being beholden to the unions.
To the unions, yeah.
Unions are the ones who really want minimum wage increased because so many of their contracts are tied to minimum wage.
That's exactly right. Yep. That's exactly right.
And so, you know, I'm going to go back to what I said about Mr. Bush when he passed a tariff, basically, on steel back about 5 or so years ago. Mm-hmm. He helped 150,000 steel workers, but he hurt 3 or 4 million workers who work with steel.
That's right.
Because he caused the price of steel to go up, and so it's the same thing with minimum wage.
Sure.
Yes, a
sure.
few people will get a raise if you raise minimum wage, but a lot of other people may lose their jobs.
And a lot of small business owners too will tell you that they are currently paying above minimum wage as it is.
I've never hired anybody at minimum wage.
Right.
I've always
exactly.
paid more than minimum wage. Even when I hired a part-timer who was in college, she had some skills that we felt were valuable, and so we paid her more day one than minimum wage.
And I think that's typical of most small business owners.
So the government doesn't need to tell us how to pay, what wage to pay our people.
That's exactly right.
But for some reason, the Democrats think that the government knows better about that than we do. And I'll tell you, that offends me, to be honest with you.
It offends me, too. And I think you're exactly right, Jim. I think you hit the nail on the head with their connections to the labor unions. That keeps that issue alive for the Democrats.
Price controls are a 20th century debacle. I mean, they're
sure.
It's a failed practice. It's never worked. And in a world where we've been deregulating like crazy, all that is regulating payroll.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yeah. So what else? What else is going to happen? If generally speaking, does it look like the House is going to go Democrat?
You know, Jim, I think it does. I think most people would agree that the House goes Democrat. Now, it's hard to tell exactly by how many seats. I'm not sure that I necessarily buy into the argument that it's going to be a landslide.
Right.
I think you're probably looking at you know, 20, 25, somewhere around there at the
which
most.
Which gives them 8 or 10 margin, which all they need is one to get the chairman's seats.
Well, that is true. That is
and
true.
And to put Nancy Pelosi in the House, in the Speaker's office.
Yes, that is true. And I do worry a little bit about that for small business.
I heard somebody say something funny this weekend. They said, and, you know, she's a San Francisco Democrat.
Yes.
And they said, in San Francisco, she's a conservative.
You know, that's probably true.
That's kind of funny.
That's probably true. Well, you know, we at NFIB, we raid all of the senators and all the elected officials in Congress. And unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi only has a 14% voting record on our issues. So, and that's true for a lot of the folks that would assume chairmanships. Their ratings on our issues are not very impressive.
When we come back, I want to get Lisa to tell us how we can get those ratings, because I'd like for you to know how your member of Congress votes.
Absolutely.
With regard to small business issues, if we can, before you vote. And that's one of the determining factors, folks, for me, is I want to know how their small business record is. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with Lisa Goetz. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lessingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Lisa Goetz, Vice President of Political. What a great job she has at the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. I've been a member, Lisa, as you may know, of the NFIB since about 1990.
I did know that, and we are so grateful to you. Thank you, Jim.
I said one of the best investments I make all year, and I'm glad to do it. You guys do a great job of going best two falls out of three for small business, not only in Washington, but in the state houses all across the country. And next week, Lisa, is my ninth anniversary of the show.
Is that right?
And the very first guest I ever had, November 17th, 1997, was Cleta Mitchell, who was part of your legal counsel at the NFIB. My very first guest was an NFIB member, a representative.
Right?
Yep.
That's great. Cleta's
yep. How about
great.
That? Hey, tell us how we can find out how our member of Congress voted on small business issues.
I'll tell you, Jim, you just need to go to our website, www.nfib.com, and there is a section called How Congress Voted that you can click on, and you can see every elected official and their voting record.
Can anybody get in there? I don't have to be a member to get in there?
You don't have to be a member.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that, because that's so important.
It is.
All right, so here it is, folks. I'm on your website, Lisa, and where does it say how
let's see. It might be under
Under politics?
Either that or there's an issues. Of course, my computer's not letting me get on.
Okay.
Is there an issues section?
Let's see. There is an issues section. Let's go there.
Try that.
And it says vote the ballot.
They're not a...
How Congress voted, pre-election guide. Folks, go to issues, NFIB.com, and then go to issues at the top. And then over on the rights column, down just a little bit, how Congress voted, and see how your representative voted. The next page says, see how your representative voted in 05 and 06, and this will be just small business issues.
Yeah, that's right.
This will be your member of Congress, your representative, and both of your senators.
That's right. And that's really important just to know how these elected officials have voted on issues that really make a difference to your business. So we really encourage people to check that out before they go vote today.
My member of Congress is a Democrat.
He's
a pretty good member of Congress. He does a good job. But one year, his voting record wasn't quite up to snuff on small business. And I called him on it. I know the guy. I've invited him to speak to some of my groups. And I called him on it, and I said, you need to do a better job on small business. Your voting record went below 70%. He said, you know what he said? He said, I didn't know that. I said, well, you do now. And I said, I want you to check it out. And you know what? Since then, it has been, to my knowledge, it's been on up there. But he's never had a serious Republican challenger. And I have voted for him. I've said this before. Sure. I voted for him. But my point, folks, is that the important part is not about my representative. It's the fact that they need to know that you're tracking them on these issues.
That's exactly right. They need to be held accountable and know that people are watching to see how they vote.
That's right. So what do you think? What are some of the key issues that small businesses, we talked about minimum wage,
taxes, of course.
Taxes, it's huge.
Healthcare, huge. Healthcare is the number one issue for our members, and you know that, Jim.
Yep. We got to get the small business health plans passed, don't we?
Yes. We had a great fight this last year, and we came so close, but we didn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had the help and support of a great Democrat member. Senator Ben Nelson from Nebraska was hugely helpful and out front in this piece of legislation. And we need to get a couple more Democrats just like him to do the same thing.
God bless Michael Inslee, Senator from is it Wyoming?
Wyoming.
Yeah. And for being the champion of that cause. But it doesn't look like we're going to be, you know, if it goes the way the polls say, it's already passed the House several times. It's got stuck in the Senate.
I don't see
the future looking too good.
Well, you know, you're probably right. I think probably in the Senate, although the Republicans will keep control, they're still going to be losing some seats along the way, two or three, I think, at least, which makes it a little bit harder, which I think is why it's even more important for small business to let their elected officials know how important this issue is and really lobby their senators on this.
Folks, I wanted you to go to NFIB.com, go to issues, go over to the right, down just a little bit, go to how your member voted, click on that link, click all the way through to where it shows a grid of all the states. Click on your state, and it'll show you how your member of Congress, all three of them, voted on small business issues. You want to follow that. If you're a small business owner, in my opinion, you need to follow that as part of your criteria for voting today. Thank you, Lisa, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Lisa Goaz, ladies and gentlemen, with the NFIB. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, encouraging you to vote today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.